We are the nowhere generation. Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio. We are a credible threat to the rules you set across the being alarmed. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation. The nowhere generation. Oh,
oh,
oh, oh,
oh. The nowhere generation, new Rise Against. Come on. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Education talk. Just finished with our guest, Mitchell Robinson, associate professor of music education, Michigan State. His blog, Elect a Blog, Virginia. Sorry, Democrats, you lose when you don't have any offense on public education, and you have absolutely no defense on the fact that a Republican was running on. Johnny, we're going to say this now. The fact that they were, quote, running on parents' rights was really just cover to run on the ability to deny diversity, equity, culturally responsive classrooms, to really silence the progress, minimal progress that has been made in trying to create some form of equity in our public schools. Democrats could not even defend against that. Where are we going with this, dude?
I mean, I don't know exactly where we're going with it, Tim, but I think we're going to talk about it a lot, and we're going to make sure that we urge folks in the community to be more vigilant about what that kind of what those campaigns are code for, right? And that this whole notion of wrapping racism and sexism and really, you know, more exclusionary politics of hatred in phrases like we are running for parent rights, you know, mm-hmm. is really insidious. And I think it's gonna be something that a lot of parents think sound great. But if we lift the veil of that, it's really a guise to say we are running on a campaign that is to take power away from, you know, governments, local governments, to take power away from classrooms, to take power away from public education, which ought to be, and in a lot of places I like to believe is, one of the frontline spaces for providing human rights and children's rights to our community members, right? I like to believe as a teacher that schools are the places where we can not only make a difference, but we can structurally provide supports that aren't being necessarily provided in our children's lives. And so that's a place where I believe our democracy has a responsibility and a commitment to making sure that young people are healthy, making sure that young people have access to a quality education, and that includes medical care, that includes nutrition, right? That includes clean water, and that includes having great teachers. And what I am absolutely appalled by is any political figure or party member or campaign that would utilize rights in a way to take those rights away from young people ought to be criminal, right? And I know it's not, because we play this game in this country, but we ought to treat it as such. And so instead of me saying I want to go on some lock them up campaign, which is ridiculous, but we know where I get that phrase from, but instead what I want to do is say, what can we as teachers do to make sure that our communities are fully aware that together we could teach towards the kinds of democracies that are possible, but divided and in competition with one another and being manipulated by misinformation and fear, we cannot. We cannot survive pandemics, we cannot ride out economic turns, and we cannot strengthen our communities democratically when politics of divisive hatred are being used to move folks into office who have no interest in strengthening schools and in fact have shown have every interest in dismantling them. And so it's, where do we draw the line, Tim? That's my big question.
It is the line, and I think about that the way you talked about that, Johnny, the rights. You know, taking and, in fact, using that this was an election about rights when the reality was that by Youngkin winning, the reality is that there's going to be less rights, even though the parents, they themselves, think they might have more rights. The parents' rights that were being argued for were not inclusive, which is the other part. And so when we think about this, if this continues, Johnny, what you talk about, now the ability to even educate about what is a right? What is a right? The idea that you have a right. You don't have a right to demand that your public school teach false information to your child over fear that your child might feel badly about the history of this country. You don't have that right. There is no right for you to go into a school and openly say, I don't believe in this virus, and therefore I'll spread it if I feel like it, even though I don't believe it. You don't have a right to take horse medicine, horse deworming medicine, and tell everybody else to not get your vaccination. The idea was we need to stay focused on this part. And Democrats, my goodness, the fact that you let the rights movement get stolen, wiped away from the foundation of what it means to be a Democrat, the fighting for the rights of those who don't have them, who haven't had opportunities like anybody else. The fact that you gave up that platform is a disaster that, you know what, it may take a long time to recover, because I still don't see, as I said earlier in the show, Johnny, I don't see any Democrats coming forward with any type of offense. Man, another night. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, Johnny Lupinacci, rocking the mic in D.C. Again, Mitchell Robinson, thank you. Back next week, more Busted Pencils.
Bong, bong. All right.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!